Machete's Chop Shop is probably a lot of you know. The Film Commission can award grants to folks who come to Texas and use Texas residents to film and Texas residents on their film crew and in a movie. Well, not surprisingly, the Film Commission gets to weigh in on the content. You can't have inappropriate content, whatever that means, and you can't portray Texas or Texans in a negative light, whatever that means. So in any event, Machete came to the Film Commission before the movie. That came out in 2010, so this was before that. And they showed up with their script. They got a preliminary approval that they could get a grant for the film. But lo and behold, the commission does get to see it again once the movie is completed. So after the movie was completed, the commission said, no, you're not going to get a grant. And the reason was the statute allows the commission to look at the film at the end to decide if there was a substantial change during production that included prohibited content. And that's what the commission decided in this case. So Machete files a lawsuit and says, okay, well, that statute's unconstitutional, and the commission's act was ultra vires. Well, they lost in the trial court, and it goes up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals affirms. Now, on the ultra vires issue, Machete said, well, if we got the preliminary grant, you're limited, commission, in your back-end review of the movie. You don't have as much discretion at that point. And the court said, no, that's not right. The statute gives broad discretion to look at the movie at the end to decide whether that is going to be awarded a grant. And the court pointed out, I thought, kind of a practical point, and that is we all know what it's like to read a reporter's record, right, from a trial. They're very boring. You kind of miss out on a lot of the juice because you weren't there at the trial.